Adventist World Radio, from broadcast to baptism, powered by SID Media.
So since 2015, we've had something called the International Day of Signs for Women and Girls. It's a day to recognize women who have had impact in the science world, and it's about promoting full equal access to science, technology, engineering, and mathematics for women and girls. So it is quite an important commemoration. It's been an important step to make sure that there is gender equality in this particular field. Because if I had to ask you a question, like, can you name some scientists for me? Most people gravitate towards naming a man, not a woman, okay? When there are actually quite a few women who have had some groundworking work done in the science world. So even as you're listening to me right now, you might be struggling with names for women scientists, but when you think of male scientists, they come easily to mind. Because even in school, when our teachers teach, a lot of them will use the males as examples for whatever we are learning about in physics, in natural science. But rarely ever do we meet ladies. So you have to actually be intentional to know which are the ladies who are involved in the science world. Yeah. So, yeah, I've got a lot of things that I want to raise with regards to this. And my things are a bit all over the place. But anyway, it's probably normal to want to benefit and uplift people who look like you. You know, you want to see more of yourself in spaces where you feel that there is a lack of representation. Maybe that's why we've got the ladies who are, you know, the shift is moving towards them. But it had me thinking, okay, will we ever bring boys on board ever again? And when? Is it when the world is satisfied that we have reached 50% of gender representation? Or will we have to first move on to another demographic? Race is a big one. You know, ensure that there are enough people of color. And then we ensure that there are enough Africans on board, before opening up the sector without a quota system? Or will the quota system always exist again? Because I don't know if once you are privileged, you are always privileged for the rest of your life, or if privileges can be lost along the way. South Africa is a good example where people who we know racially, you were privileged, the Caucasians, and then you see some of them right now are beggars on the street. Sure, you probably were not, you know, you didn't look after your money, your inheritance. That's the assumption that we can make, that you did have money in your family, but you didn't look after it. And you got into drugs or whatever happened, and now you're on the street. That's the assumption I would make. Maybe I'm wrong. So privilege is something that we could lose along the way. Maybe misfortune happened, but what then does this mean about privilege? It's something that we're going to say no, because people, okay, men had privilege for 6,000 years, therefore we're going to have 6,000 years of making sure that they've got no privileges so that we can be all equal, we are all the same, and then after that we can kind of like start over. I'm just trying to understand how it's going to work. And this one is not about men. Can I just clarify? I'm talking about boys here. I'm talking about children. So sorry, guys, but I am talking about kids because for me, that's important. You know, when you have boy children, I think that this is a thought that will probably bother you as a parent. And a disclaimer, yes, boys. And you're going to ask, maybe at what age do we say? Well, in our laws, the United Nations recognizes that a child is a child until the age of 18. So if you are beyond the age of 18, you're a child to your parents, but in the real world, you're an adult. That's kind of like how it is. you know, this conversation has very many nuances, because if I now give examples of how older men look at 20-year-old girls and they think, oh, that's a wife. So I guess a 20-year-old boy is actually a man. Okay, so just so that we can equalize the playing field. But yeah. How do you teach your children to just take life seriously? For me, I think that's the starting point. Taking life seriously, you know, because yes, it's not nice that children or certain children are overlooked over others, you know. And I think if you are probably a parent, you probably feel that boys are overlooked. Maybe even if they do well. I'm not a parent and I definitely don't have boys. I am not a parent. So I don't know, but I'm guessing that's probably how you might feel. If you work with children, you look at them and for you in your eyes, they are all equal. They're all just kids. And you want to raise them both to be responsible and to understand, you know, consequences, to understand consent, to also all of them must work hard. Because you know that in future, things can go left. And when things go left, if you have put high aims for yourself, maybe when you don't reach those high standards that you have set for yourself, you still reach a standard that is still livable, as opposed to now you're at the bottom of the barrel. Because unfortunately, kids can really play with their opportunities when they're at school. You're a young person. Maybe you played with your opportunities too. But there are people who don't play with their opportunities. They understand the importance of changing the narrative of their lives. But some kids don't do that. And boys are one of the people who tend to do that in school. They're very, very, very playful. And some of them never come back from that until it's too late, unfortunately. Girls could do that too, definitely. Oh yeah, girls could do that too. I always speak from my personal observations, my experiences. You might disagree, and really that's okay. I would love to hear your views as well. But do we have a set time frame then by when the gender discrimination, I'm going to call it that, at a tender age will end, at a tender age for kids, like women and science for, I mean, you know, the International Day of Science for women and girls? When will we say, okay, boys, come back on board? Because boys are not men, they are kids, you know? Or is it something that's going to continue to perpetuity, you know? I really am struggling with this of late. Sometimes I struggle with it. With the boy ones, I do. Do we have a day when boys have mentors to speak, you know, you know, to their spirit, to the things that they are interested in, you know, people whom they too can look up to? Because we already know that many men with children go absent, which is sad. But sometimes, even though we may be curious to know our dads and have a good relationship with them, I wonder if them being away does us more good than harm, actually. Because what would he have taught you had he been around? I'm not saying you must be a pup guy, have a child and disappear. I am questioning when people say there was no father figure to bring him up and influence this child. Influence them into what exactly? If you were not really a person who has good moral values, if you were not a person who was responsible, what could that influence have looked like? Maybe I would have also ended up alcoholic and a drunkard just like you. I don't know. I would have ended up being a cheater maybe just like you. I don't know. Maybe. But the streets will still teach that anyway, you know, whatever the fathers did not teach. The streets will teach you, if you are fortunate. Now, that's the problem, right? It goes with fortune. You will meet good role models along the way. And then whether or not you choose to adapt and accept the role of good role models, that's something else that we need to question. Honestly, personally, I blame patriarchy for the discriminatory practices that continue to exist, even those that now affect the boy child as a means to redress the past. Because had there been no patriarchy from the very beginning, we would not be at a place where people feel like we need to redress this and that, because no one would have been, you know, unprivileged from the very get-go. But because of that, now we have this, and I don't know how we're going to resolve it. You know, I'm putting it out to the world and asking, what do you guys think? We're not talking about men. We're talking about the boys. And we do want the boys to be taught well, to respect, you know, the other gender from a young age, and to grow up with the right mindset. But all of us, I don't know. I think we... It's a mess. It's a mess. And I just don't know what the next 20 years are going to look like. It's really bad. It's really bad. So I don't have all the answers. I don't have any answers, to be honest. What's your take on this plethora of issues, I guess, that I'm trying to raise? I'm sure there is a plurality of voices about it, and I think it's important. If you're a parents who are a boy, you don't want to bring your child up to be a baby, but you also don't want to bring your child up to be completely entitled just because I am a boy, therefore I deserve. But you want them to bring to be responsible as well and not to lose out on opportunities. So what do you do?
Adventist World Radio SID Media. We are not general practitioners. We are specialists in Bible-based content.